Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just want to mention very quickly, Friday, hour number two will be tips from my notebooks. And so hour number two will be just me. And if you've got some preparedness suggestions, if you've got a better way of doing things, I'd love to hear from you on hour number two on Friday, which has become our, tips day. Rich Sheban is joining us. Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. Rich Sheban, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. How you doing, Gwyneth? How you doing, Vince, today?
I'm doing Since good, you... thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to chime in real quickly. I think the last time I chimed in when it wasn't my day is when Rick asked me to actually call in. I think that was many months ago. But I just want to put in my two cents on the segment when you were talking about helping people. I don't think you guys give yourself enough credit. And I'm here to give you a kudos and a pat on the back because this is why we do the shows. We volunteer to give advice, to help people. You know, I give away, I've listened to you, Gwyneth, and Vince for many years, and, you know, you do a lot of things on your daily basis for people that I don't think you take enough credit for. You know, I give away meat and produce, 50% of what I harvest, I give away just free. I give financial and economic advice. I've done off-grid tours for at least 1,000 people. I mean, what we talk about on the air is outside-the-box self-sufficiency thinking. I look at it as a public audio patriotic assembly, if you will. I feel it's an obligation for free, loving nationalists that includes everyone. And so I just want to let you know that I think we all do our part, and I think one of the biggest, most important things right now is courage, is being brave, is having guts, and having a backbone. And too many people are afraid to speak up because of things like political correctness. And I think what you guys do on the air is absolutely essential because I think the free world, all Westerners, the whole world is desperate for courage right now. And I think political correctness has stifled a lot of what a lot of people think and want to say and are afraid to do it. So I just wanted to chime in with those, with my two cents there, you guys, and say thank you to both of you for what you do. So have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving, Vince, and to America. And Gwyneth, I hope you keep avoiding the fires down there. Take care.
Yep. I think we'll be okay.
thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rich Sheban. Yeah, I appreciate that. Interesting comments. And Rich is right. The instructors at USA Prepares are all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. Yeah, and some broadcasts, let's just tell it like it is. Some broadcasters pay the radio stations to get their message heard because they're because they're selling something. Okay? Literally, they are selling something. Or what they do is they pay the radio stations, and then they sell ads that they get compensated for. So let's say broadcaster A has an hour broadcast or an hour show, and he pays, let's say, $500 a month to be on 1 hour a day, and maybe once a week. And then that broadcaster goes out and says, hey, we got some some great information on our broadcast. We talk about football, or we talk about baseball, or we talk about vacations. And if you'd like to advertise with us, you know, we'll put your words in front of our listeners. And then they'll sell advertising. And the idea is to sell more advertising than the $500 it costs to be on for a month. That's how radio works today in many, many instances. Then you have other broadcasters who might get paid by the station, but they're very, very, very few. Normally, those are the news and, you know, the names that you recognize. But there are other broadcasters like, they're financial advisor types and real estate advisor types, and they will give you their message. But you can buy their book, you can go to their seminars, you can get their videos, and they'll try for a fee. And that's how they get compensated. And then there's us. And nobody gets compensated. All of us are volunteers, and we will not pay to be on the radio. I've been asked to pay to be on the radio, and I said, I don't mind volunteering to teach class. I don't mind volunteering to organize USA Prepare so that we can show up every day, Monday through Friday, for 2 hours. I don't mind doing that. Actually, I like doing that, but I'm not going to pay to do it. You know, if I have to pay, I'll just go back to using those hours for farming, where I would get paid. So I don't mind volunteering. And I don't mean, like, oh, I don't mind volunteering. No, I enjoy volunteering. I really do. But I won't pay to volunteer. I will not do it. And I will not ask our instructors to pay to volunteer either. There was a time when we were asked to contribute to satellite fees, and some of the instructors thought that we should, you know, take up a collection, and we should all give and pay the satellite fees. And some of our class said that, you know, that we should have a you know, the equivalent of a begathon, where we beg for money, you know, all the time, and that will pay the fees. And I said, no, I won't do it. I don't want to do it. I will not. I will not beg for money to volunteer to broadcast. I won't do it. So I'm learning. I'm learning how this goes. And someday we're going to go away. Someday we will USA Prepares will be no more. But our plan is to teach you how to think, teach you some of the things that we've learned, all of us, the sum of the instruction here at USA Prepares is to teach you how to think, how to do things a little better, how to think outside the box, as Rich Sheeman just said, and to avoid some of the pitfalls that we've discovered, some of the potholes that the GDP just don't even see. So that's our mission. Our mission is to help you, but we're not asking for anything in return. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you want to buy Rick Miller's books, great. If you don't, okay. If you want to buy Gwyneth's books, great. If you don't, she's still going to be on the air whether you buy them or not. And so am I. But there's going to come a time when we are no longer on the air. And the reason I say that is if you look or listen to what is on the air today, it's tripe. The vast majority of what I hear on over-the-air radio is absolute tripe. It's awful. It's meaningless. It's hurry, hurry, hurry. Contest. You can win a $9 ticket. Imagine that. To something that you would not want to go to. You can get your nails done. You can win a ticket. Or you can win an experience of having your nails done. Class, you can't do your nails yourself? Really? I know you can. So none of that's meaningful to us. Sports. That's what is the net positive result of sports? Who owns the stadiums? That'd be the city and state governments, right? Who charges you $6 for a beer? That'd be the city and state governments, right? Welcome to the 65,000 arena of being fleeced. So we are just a small speck in the spectrum of radio. Just USA Prepares, just a small speck. But we are so different. We actually teach. And that's why the people who are on the radio at USA Prepares are called instructors. That's what we do. We teach. We all love teaching. But most radio is not teaching. Most radio is entertainment for the masses, the generally dumb public. It is awful. And I was talking to Joey last night about this. And I actually now have a problem identifying with being on the radio, not because of Genesis Communications Network, not because of Republic Broadcasting Network, not because of the Ron Gibson Channel or the other outlets that make us available, not because of that, but because of everything else. The generally dumb broadcasts that are out there, it is ridiculous. You can't sing the music today because it's impossible. It doesn't rhyme. Music is not music anymore. It's just noise. Talk radio has become meaningless. It's repeat what was just said a few minutes ago. And then they repeat it again. And that's what's out there. It's conditioning. And I resent being thrown in that mix. And I don't know how to fix that. So, and someday, I don't know when, I'm not saying it's soon, and someday we just won't be on the air. We're just going to, one day you'll try to tune in and we'll be gone. No fanfare, we'll just be gone. Gwyneth, is radio in Australia as bad as it is in the cities in the United States of America? Is it that bad?
It's mostly worse. As impossible as that may be to contemplate, it's mostly even worse. I can only really think of one or two or three really, really good radio shows here in Australia. One of the really better commentators is Andrew Bolt, and there's he works for, funnily enough, he works for Rupert Murdoch, Sky News, and he also writes for the Herald Sun, which is Rupert Murdoch's newspaper. But Rupert Murdoch with Andrew Bolt more or less lets him have free rein. So, you know, Rupert Murdoch's not perfect, but I admire his courage in allowing Andrew Bolt to say what he needs to say. And the other fellow, or two fellows, they have a radio show. They're called Michael Holt and John Palmer. And Michael Holt and John Palmer have a very, very good radio show. It's constitutionalist. Now, we in Australia have a Australian Commonwealth of Australia Constitution, which gives us a lot of rights, and they're being trampled underground as well. But around here, if I turn on the radio, I get the left-wing ABC, and it's pathetic, and I probably within 15 or 20 minutes I get fed up with it and turn it off. So we have radio sets here that they're hardly ever used.
Yep. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about the legal system and how to fight back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
USA Prepares correspondent Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, as she's every Wednesday for 2 hours. Gwyneth, the legal system, you have been battling with people trying to steal your property, your rights, your money, your children. Some people would use the term representing yourself. Some people would say being yourself in the court of law. What would you like to share about that with us?
Okay. Firstly, I would like to say, I would be, if I was in that situation again, which I'm not at the moment, incidentally, I have learned to do the best I can to keep the situation out of court in the first place, okay? Now, what that can mean, okay, you have the right, if you have people coming along and giving you a bad time, you have the right to offer out-of-court settlements, okay, which doesn't necessarily mean you paying out a big sum of money. For example, a while back, a few years ago, I was T-boned by a 18-wheeler in my farm truck. If I'd been in a regular vehicle, I probably would have been killed. But as it is, I was in a, an Isuzu-type one-ton farm truck, and it was pretty stout. and my truck was basically written off and hasn't been driven since that night. But the police, oh, by the way, the 18-wheeler, I indicated to turn to the right, okay, onto a side road, which was to the right. We drive on the left in this country, okay? The 18-wheeler attempted to overtake me after I had indicated, on the right, after I'd indicated to turn to the right, on a no-passing zone, which in our country is marked by a double white line, on a railway crossing at an intersection. So this lorry driver did everything wrong. This truck driver did everything wrong. And not only that, before he was trying to pass me, he was actually following me so close that I could not see his headlights in my rear vision mirror. So he would have only been probably about between 3 and 5 feet behind me. And, you know, I had a dash cam. I had dash cam footage of the incident. And I have to be very careful what I say here, okay? I made sure that dash cam footage was kept nice and safe because I knew that the police would destroy the dash cam footage if they could, because I knew what they were like in my area, that I'd already been standing up to them against the sex racketeering scam that they'd been conducting, and I made YouTube videos about that too. I have been a thorough thorn in their side, Vincent. And, you know, this has been an ongoing thing for many years. I actually walk my walk and I talk my talk, but I walk the walk as well. And that's what you have to do. Now, I made sure that evidence was kept nice and safe. I didn't necessarily do what they wanted me to do, but the reason why I did what I did was to keep the evidence safe, okay, which was the dash cam footage. Now, the police did come and trespass on my land. They searched without a warrant my property. And I went out there. This was just a few days after the accident. And I ranted and raved and told them to get off my land because they were doing an unwarranted search, which was a big black mark against them. Everything that they did in this case was a big black mark. And it ended up that I said, I offered a plea bargain to them. I think we're heading into a break, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And we'll be right back, and you can tell us about the result of you offering a plea bargain to them. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The thick of the Thanksgiving travel period has begun, but a pair of powerful storms are threatening to overpower the estimated 55 million Americans who are expected to travel away from home for the holiday. A heavy snowstorm already stranding over 1,000 travelers at Denver International Airport yesterday. The same storm could be causing headaches at Minneapolis-St. Paul today, and a new storm is blowing in on the West Coast today, putting another 17 million people in Southern California and Arizona under flash flood watches. Traveling yesterday to Florida was President Trump for a Keep America Great campaign rally at Sunrise, where he told supporters,
"Our beautiful America is thriving like never before. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come."
USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's going to be sliding.
One or two days. Take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, how would one find you on the internet if they're interested in buying one of your books?
Okay. If you go to, I've actually got a website now for my book, The Lover of the Pirate King. Okay. And I haven't been able to set up merch facilities on the website yet, but you can fill in the form, send it off, and I will get your details in my inbox. And, you know, you provide me with your PayPal details, and I'll provide you with the book. If you live in the lower 48 states of the United States, okay? Otherwise, that's the best way to buy my book because of this reason. Amazon has been cheating me out of my royalties. That is absolutely for sure. I know that. I'm absolutely positive of that. Proving it is quite another story. But my book has been picked up for distribution by the Book Depository in the UK. It's been picked up by Australia's two biggest book retailers, who are Angus and Robertson and Dimmicks. Okay, so you can go into any Angus and Robertson or Dimmicks store. That's our equivalent of Barnes & Noble, okay? I don't know that we have Barnes & Noble here, but anyone can go into any Dimmicks or Angus and Robertson bookstore in Australia, and they can order The Lover of the Pirate King, and Angus and Robertson or Dimmicks will order it for you, or you can buy it online from them. So there's no way that the minuscule number of books that have sold is the true sales volume. Because I'll tell you this, Vincent, book chains of that magnitude, these are multi-billion dollar operations. They don't just, they decided to do this off their own bat, on their own. I did not promote my book to Dimmicks or Angus and Robertson or the Book Depository. I didn't promote it to any of them. They found my book on their own. They decided to stock my book. And they don't just do that to any old book, okay? That has to be a really, really fine piece of literature for them to actually go out and say, gee, this is actually really great. We like this. We're going to put this on our shelves. It makes no sense. And you know what you, I think that it was Rich that was just saying it then, that, you know, about having to sort through the rubbish, rubbish music, you know, rubbish engineering. It also goes to rubbish romance literature, because I've posted a photo on my Facebook page in the last week, and this photo basically shows the supposed top 10 romance books on Amazon at that time, okay? And 8 of them were complete and utter rubbish. They were produced by, they weren't produced by individual authors. They were produced out of what's called romance mills, which means that people are paid to basically write, you know, cheap, trashy romances. And when you read my book, that is not the sort of romance that I write. I write romance novels. They will end up becoming classics of English literature because they are written to that quality and they are written to that standard. And I'm the sort of person that when I'm rereading my own book, I will find a full stop missing and I'll go back and I'll put the full stop in. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And Gwyneth, I'm not going to read it on the radio, but I've got an email from you that's written as well as any fine book. I'm talking about it is written in the style, in the clarity of our founding fathers. It's that good. And this is just a quick email from Gwyneth DeVincent. It's as simple as that. It is, the punctuation is right. It's not written like D's, Do's, and Dem guys. It is written as a scholar would write it, which is what you are. So,
yeah.
I don't know how else to say it, class. Gwyneth is brilliant in her writing. Brilliant. As good as the best that I've seen. Seriously. No exaggeration. The punctuation, the sentence structure, the content, the delivery, it's all there. It's all there.
Yeah. Another thing as well, if anybody wants to go and see a bit of a review of my book and what some of my readers have to say, there's a website out there called www.goodreads.com. And apparently it's the go-to place for people who want to find the next book to read. They don't sell books as such, but, you know, authors can go and or people who love books can go and they can put the book that they love onto Goodreads. And I have been able to set up a Goodreads author's account and reviews of my books are found, you know, short summaries called a blurb. Blurbs of my books, the cover and links to places where you can buy them are found on goodreads.com. Okay, that's GOODREADS.com. And Goodreads has millions and millions and millions and millions of members. It's free to join. I think they earn their commissions from book sales where if you click on the link to buy the book, then Goodreads gets a commission off of that. And as well as that, they do have advertisements on their site as well. But, yeah, this is it. And I'm actually in the process of editing my third book. And just this morning, or yesterday morning now, I began to write my fourth book. And I wrote the first chapter of my fourth book yesterday morning. And it is a serial. It's the sequence of books. They're all in the same fictional universe. But the fictional universe that they're based on has its roots in historical reality. So you will see historical figures pop up in the books, namely Bartholomew Roberts and George Wilson. Although because it's a romance novel, they don't die. In the history books, they both died. Okay, they both died within probably about a few months of each other, actually. It's, like I say, but you can't do that with a romance novel. It breaks the rules. There's supposed to be, if it's really a romance and not a tragedy, then there has to be a happy ever after ending for it to really be a romance novel. I went out and I studied the structure of a romance novel, and I learned how to write a romance novel. I did a great deal of research on, romance authors and romance publishers. I looked into their submission guidelines and what they are looking for and what their readers want. And specifically, the romance publisher that I studied when I was studying how to write a romance novel was I studied Harlequin Mills and Boone. That was who I studied. But they did something really, really stupid, Vincent. Do you know what Harlequin Mills and Boone did? They rejected my novel submission. And I say, well, you've missed out.
Well, here's how I look at that. I look at that as when I used to have a job, there was an old saying, hey, don't do such a good job because you're making the rest of us look bad. I have a feeling that that's what this was all about, that you would make the rest of them look bad. Still there? Did I lose Gwyneth? Yeah. Hey, Gwyneth, you still there? Hey, Gwyneth?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah,
what happened? I accidentally pressed the mute button.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I was trying to unplug something from my phone, and I accidentally pressed the mute button. But yeah, you're right. And the other thing is that my novels are not politically correct. And Mills and Boone actually have it in their submission guidelines that novels must be politically correct. And I basically read that and went, well, I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, there's non-politically correct bits in there. And I'm not going to say what they are because that would spoil it for people who want to go out and read them. But if you want some good old-fashioned literature that is swashbuckling, that is exciting, that is saucy, that actually has a plot, then, you know, go and buy my books, because you will absolutely not regret it. If you go on to Goodreads and you type in The Lover of the Pirate King in the search book on Goodreads, you'll read a review of what a reader thought of my book. And, you know, this is it, or books, both of them. The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman is the prequel to The Lover of the Pirate King. And the series is called The Tane Cartel Chronicles. And so the Wicked Lady and the Highwayman basically describes the origins of the Tane Cartel. And, you know, the Lover of the Pirate King is how the Tane Cartel progressed through time and what became of it. And, basically the whole rest of the series is going to be how the Tane Cartel
has your
goes
body
through
ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast. We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, how long is the process from when you decide to write a book until you have finished the book?
Okay. For actually writing the book, the first draft can take as little as 9 days. Okay. For about a 25,000-word book. That's a book of approximately 150 to 250 pages, depending on how I set out the typesetting. But after that process, I will read the book maybe 100 times, going through and checking it and fixing spelling mistakes, typos, grammatical errors, things that don't make sense, putting bits in, taking bits out, tightening the writing, making it sound better. And I will read it out loud maybe a dozen or two dozen times from beginning to end as the final stage in the proofreading process. So the proofreading process, let me put it this way. I finished writing The Wicked Lady and the Highwayman in the middle of, probably the end of December last year, but it was only published on October the 28th of this year. It's only been published for 1 month. During that time, I would go through and I would read the whole thing from beginning to end, and I would, like I say, just going through and proofreading, editing, fixing typos, spelling mistakes, punctuation errors, and such like. And the final stage of the process is doing what's called typesetting, which is you go through, you put the page numbers in, you set it out in the 6-inch by 9-inch format, which is the standard for that type of book for paperbacks. And they have various sizes of paperbacks, but I like the 6-inch by 9-inch because they're nice and easy to hold. And, you know, you can see the words clearly. And, you know, what I will do in that final stage, which is probably about between 2 and 4 weeks, I'll go through and I'll typeset it. I will check the fonts. I'll go through, if it needs illustrations, I'll source the illustrations and I'll put the illustrations in. And then I'll do the cover design. I'll write the blurb. I do the whole thing from beginning to end. I don't outsource anything. So the whole thing that you see on Amazon, the layout of the book page on Amazon, the author page, that's all my work. And I don't think any author does that, Vincent. The cover design, the whole work, the whole nine yards, all my work. I don't think anyone does that anymore. I don't think anyone ever really did. You know? Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and from what I've learned, an author's family may buy 10,000 copies, 20,000 copies of a book as soon as it's published. And then it's instantly a bestseller because it got 10,000 copies sold, like, instantly. But the author's family bought the books. So what I'm saying is there is misleading information. And I believe that Joe Kennedy, the father of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, did that for his children. I believe that is the case. So, you know, you wonder about Michelle and Hillary and their book sales. Who actually bought them? Who would actually read those? I've never had any desire to read either one of those books, you know, from Michelle or Hillary or Barry. None of them. So who actually is buying these things? Are they buying them themselves to put them on the bestsellers list? I wonder.
I think it's kind of
like,
probably are.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah. It's kind of like these appliance reviews, and you go and you read about who has, you know, best refrigerator, best freezer, best whatever, and it seems like these reviews are absolutely glowing, and you look at the product and you go, no, can't be, impossible. And it's because these are advertisement reviews. And then you try to find the real reviews, and it's hard to find them. So here we are in, if you look up Thanksgiving today, class, you'll get a chance to see the first search result being JCPenney's sales. Yeah. So we're being manipulated. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today.
That's all right. You have a great week, won't you?
You too.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.